What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. This is a bonus episode. This is Jester and Cookie shooting the shit.
What up?
Every once in a while, we just kind of get together and, you know, just randomly talk about things and stuff that's going on. And so today we had some time and just kind of wanted to get in here and do a little bonus episode, just, you know, a little off the top of the head kind of stuff. So, Cookie, how'd you like the last couple of 2 minute warnings that we did, speaking of off the top of the head stuff?
It was pretty good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's just hilarious to see like different people's views on like masturbation, or as I like to call it, the high school years, you know, but
I still do that now.
I know, seriously.
So, you know, yeah, I thought she did a pretty good job. It was, I'd be surprised if some of that stuff doesn't make, the best of, you know, season one.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
There was a lot of good bits in there, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of them hearing more of them. They were just they're pretty funny. Like it's a challenge to kind of come up with things on the spot, especially when it's another person saying, "Okay, here's your topic," and you know, I'm glad we can only go two times in a row.
No, for sure. I really like that, but it's just like I said, hilarious to see different people's views on something that you would like, I guess, call typical.
And I guess that's the whole premise behind the show, is that, hey, anything can be funny if you make the effort.
I mean, who's not home doing nothing on a Monday afternoon other than us?
You know, right? If we can do it, everybody should be able
exactly.
to do it. It's a rough job, ladies and gentlemen, but somebody's got to do it. And we're here for you.
We've got your back.
So, thinking about the some of the other bits that we've done, what are some of the ones that you thought were like the funniest, or some of the jokes that you remember, like that stand out for you?
It's not even necessarily bits. I just like our cover ups, if you will, like Jake from State Farm, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That was a dynamite one. He's supposed to be a guest coming up on the show.
That's gonna be great. I fucking love that. And then what was it? Pepper. I just love how if it's not a B-list celebrity, she has no idea who the fuck they are.
Thomas Edison. I don't know who that is. Snooki. Oh, yeah, that chick from Jersey Shore. Wow.
She's an American treasure.
You matter where what's wrong with this country.
I know, but that's, I mean, how many people are out there, you know, that just are the exact same way? I mean, I'm sure you can name people that are significantly notable in society, and I'd just be like, who the fuck is that? That's our president.
Well, nobody likes that guy anyway, exactly. So it doesn't really matter. And did you hear his bullshit about throwing that the wall should now be transparent because people throw drugs over the wall and they could hit somebody that's on the other side with them? And that was like the exact quote. And I'm like, first of all, nobody hangs out by that fucking wall.
If they're throwing drugs over that wall, I will be hanging out at that wall every single day.
And that's my point. The only people that would be hanging out there are the people that are supposed to be catching the drugs. So if they get hit in the head, hey, you know, kind of.
I have no athletic ability whatsoever, but once those drugs start flying, I will be catching them like no one's business.
That reminds me of that joke. Why didn't Mexico have a team here during the Olympics in 84 in LA? Because everybody that could run, jump and swim was already here.
True story.
Right? It's. I think the first time I heard that joke, I was probably like 9 or 10. And it's still as funny today as it was
timeless.
Way back then.
It's timeless. It's like a cardigan. It always looks good.
Right. And so it's easy to like do, you know, random stuff about the president. It kind of like makes that our outrageous president skit or segment kind of write itself. All I really have to
really
do is
does.
Just go look at the last the thing he said last week, and I rarely have a hard time finding something to talk about there because it's just I don't know if he's doing it for show. I don't know if he's doing it for ratings, if he's just trying to see how far he can push people before they finally snap. I mean,
he's cornered the market on that one. He really has. I mean, poor Hillary Clinton. I just like how that proved you can be overqualified for something. Like, no, no, no. You're too experienced for this position. We're going to take someone fresh and green that has no idea what they're doing.
It's like, of the two of you, you're both assholes, but he has more flair. And I think that's what we're going for this year. A little bit more flair.
Pizzazz.
Right, do it with some style. Grab her right in the pussy. My president said it was okay.
Yeah. So it must be.
Right, just like with the whole, you know, taking a shit in the women's restroom. Hey, the president said I could.
Yeah. How many times have I done that? Seven. I've done it seven.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Exactly. They're cleaner than the men's room.
And what are they gonna do? Get out of here? Yeah, I'll be right out.
Seriously, I can't tell. Like, I haven't ever gone into a woman's restroom and seen shit on the toilet seat. I've gone into countless men's restrooms and seen shit everywhere. Like, really?
Yeah, dude, that's fucking gnarly. And like, I've walked in and seen it on the fucking floor. I'm like, really? You couldn't hit the fucking toilet from like 6 inches away?
Your aim is that bad.
Holy shit. I'm like, you better never be in porn. Like, that fucking money shot hit her shoulder or fucking hitting the cameraman.
Yeah, you go everywhere now and it's like all like unisex bathrooms, which I really like Starbucks. I was at Starbucks the other day and like every bathroom there was like men and women. I was like, okay, good, they might stay clean for a while. And then I just shat on the floor and I was like,
take that, Starbucks.
I said extra caramel.
$3 for a small my ass. And what's up with the fucking sizes?
Seriously. I was like, I know what it means. I used to work there years ago. It's just they all, in different languages, mean big. So tall is English for big, like large, tall. And then grande is Spanish, and trenta, or venti is Italian. And I think trenta actually is Italian as well. But I was just like, yeah, why can't you just call it small, medium, large? Really? You're that full of yourself?
There was an internet cartoon going around, I think, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. It was really big back then. It was called Ill Will Press, and it was Foamy the Squirrel, and it was like this really sarcastic squirrel that would do rants on different things. And so the Starbucks thing was, the sizes was one of the things that he did the rant on, and it was funny. He's like, let me get a large. He's like, we don't have large. He's like, what do you mean you don't have large? He goes, oh, it's called venti. He's like, that's not even a fucking word. That's a fucking Nazi hoity-toity speak. And the whole thing was fucking funny because like the guy at like Starbucks is like the typical like looking like stoner dude that fucking just trying to get through the morning so he could go back to his couch around noon and get back to his bong.
Yeah. Starbucks, one of the only places that still gives you medical for working part-time. Of course you're going to get high, like potheads working there.
And I've gone in there, dude, and I know some of them are fucking high as shit there. And I'm like, what? Never mind, dude. Just give me a water and a fucking Danish and I'm out of here.
Don't get me wrong, I love Starbucks, but it's just ridiculous some of the stuff they come out with. Like a cake pop. That's exactly what I need with my morning latte, is a cake pop.
Right, like the coffee wasn't going to make you shit enough as it is already.
I know, now seriously.
Now you need the stomach cramps from the sugar to go with it.
Here it come, diabetes.
Give it to me good. I didn't need that fucking leg anyways. It just weighed me down.
Come on. There's ramps on the buses now.
Now I can go to the front of the lines on at Magic Mountain.
There you go.
Park right up front. This doesn't sound like a bad gig whatsoever. I weigh less now. Here, check that out. I told you I could lose 7 pounds real fast.
That was a big leg. It's just weighing me down.
Preserve it and mount it on the wall.
Oh, speaking of leg weighing you down, I have this asshole moment. I guess drunken moments in history this right. would fall under. I was like in my early 20s and had gone out to a club. And I was pretty shit-faced. And this one guy is standing on crutches. Mind you, I'm just looking at his face. I could see the crutches and I'm like, I'm drunk and I'm just like trying to talk, just whatever. And so I was like, what are these crutches for? You probably don't even need them. And his friends are like, oh, and I look down, he's missing a leg.
He's faking.
Yeah, seriously, needless to say, I felt like the hugest dick ever. I ended up buying him a drink, but I was just like, yeah, there's no way I can come back from that.
Here you go. Cheers to your missing appendage. Hopefully it's happy wherever it's at.
I know, seriously.
I was at a buffet once, and there I had smoked before I went, and so not only was I fucking starving, but I was kind of in like making jokes mode. Kind of.
It's the best kind.
And there was a lady there that was wearing an eye patch, and I couldn't help it. I looked at her and I wasn't gonna say anything, and Fuck Checker was looking at me like, don't fucking say anything, and I couldn't help it. And I asked her, was it all fun and games until that point? And Fuck Checker just looked at me and shook her head and then turned around and walked away and pretended she didn't know me.
As we so often do.
And the lady, I guess, didn't speak English because she just like looked at me and kind of shook her head. And then, like, just went back to getting her food, but she didn't look like she understood what I asked her at all. And then somebody else walked over to her, and she started speaking Chinese. I'm like, okay, yeah, she probably didn't even fucking understand what I just said. But just the look on Fuck Checker's face, she was just like, I'm out of here. That's it. I'm done.
I can't take you anywhere.
And by the time I got back to the table, both kids were laughing. Fuck Checker's mad, and I'm like, what are you guys laughing at? And they go, she said what she just told us, what you asked that lady with the eye patch. Oh. Well, you know, you always hear it, hey, it's all fun and games until somebody loses an eye. And then how often do you get the opportunity to ask somebody with an eye patch, was it all fun and games until, you know,
that point? Yeah, the moral of both these stories, anything is possible with liquor and weed. That's awful.
It's that a performance enhancer.
Yeah, seriously. A game giver.
Right? I mean, if years of doing music has taught me anything, it's that it's a little bit more fun when you're drunk. Or smoking a joint while you're doing it. I mean, thankfully I live in a place where it's legal, so I mean, I think it's beneficial that way. I haven't really had any
run-ins,
really terrible incidents with, you know, getting high or, you know, drinking. I mean, yeah, I don't have any DUIs, and
knock on wood.
Right. And as far as the smoking, there's only been like maybe a couple of close calls. One was I kind of parked down the street from work, and you could still see the building and whatnot. But everybody used to go there and just sit in their car and smoke.
Yes.
So I'm standing outside. It's like lunchtime, and like everybody that I had to go to lunch late, so everybody that I usually go to lunch with and smoke with is already back at work. So right. I go and, you know, there's nobody on that street, so I just park there and, you know, I'm outside the car and I'm like fucking smoking a joint, and then I turn my back towards, you know, the street, and by the time I turned around, I see like a fucking sheriff's car pulling up, and he's like 40 or 50 feet behind like my car, and I was like, oh shit. And I was like standing there fucking joint in hand. So luckily there was like a storm drain there, and I had a cigarette in my other hand, and so I kind of just like flipped the joint down, and it kicked off my shoe and went right into the storm drain. Yes. I was like, oh, thank God.
It
was
horseshoe up your ass.
Right. It was like fucking like that shit you see in a movie where it just kind of perfectly works out and slides right between the bars. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And so I, you know, I'm smoking the cigarette, and he doesn't get out of his car. He's just like sitting there looking at me. So I'm like, ah, great. Now what am I going to do? So I open the trunk, and I'm like, I get my phone out, and I'm just kind of sitting in the trunk of the car because I have like a hatchback.
Right.
And it's he's just still sitting there waiting, just looking at me, and I'm like, all right, you fucking asshole, you can leave whenever you want. He stood there for 20 minutes.
Because the real criminals need to get away with shit.
Right. And we were in not the greatest of areas. He was like down the street from like one of the hoods. So it was like, it wasn't like he had nothing to do. But
seriously.
So I just kind of sat there until he left. Yeah, 20 minutes later, he leaves. But then when he's like turning the corner, he's like going real slow, and like, whatever, I'm not leaving the car. So I just left the car there because the office was only maybe 100 feet.
Ah.
You know, the building I worked in at the time was like 100 feet from that spot. But it was just kind of like, okay, this sucks. So I'm glad I had a music studio by one of the places that I used to work at. That was much more convenient because you just go there and, you know, nobody cared there. So
good times.
Right? It was kind of like a ritual. Everybody had like an extra shirt or like axe or something to spray on after. Somebody brought axe. Somebody else brought the Visine or the Clear Eyes. Unfortunately, none of them fucking brought weed, but hey, you know, whatever.
Share, what are you going to do?
Share and share alike. No, they kicked in on occasion, you know, but mostly they were kicking in like taking up space in the car and Visine. No, but we still had fun. It was good. It was good times, and I got to meet a lot of musicians on the job.
Nice.
It's weird. You'd think that, you know, in the industry that I'm working in, like, you know, how, like a lot of video gamers, yeah, a lot of fucking weed smokers, yeah, okay. But musicians, I don't know. I was really surprised like how many musicians are actually in the technology field.
Oh. Makes sense. I mean, yeah.
We're going to play a game probably tomorrow, and just a little precursor for today's little sample. It's going to basically be, you know, like a 20 questions game, but we're going to break it up into stuff like random facts about each other, and we're going to have to guess, who it is, who the random fact is. And so what Fuck Checker's going to do is she's going to take the stories that we email to, or the five random facts that each one of us emailed to her, and she's going to make a list for you, make one for me, make one for Pepper, and make one for Jasmine. And the thing is, she's going to separate them so that we don't get our own. Like, we're going to read somebody else's.
Oh, okay.
So every one that you have, and none of them will be your own. And I have one that I think Jasmine's really going to like. It was one that I was thinking of. It's something that happened in high school. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's going to, like, either the she's going to laugh, or she's going to be like, well, why didn't you share? But no, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm liking the way that the show is progressing. And
it's a nice flow.
You know, it's fun. Like, it's sitting here having a conversation with you guys. I'm glad it's not scripted. You know, a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've been following any of the stuff on social media, the questions we've been getting, or some of the, you know, I guess the group postings that we've been, you know, responding to and whatnot. It's a lot of is it scripted, and you know what's you know planning like, and honestly, I think the way we're doing it is. It's unscripted. We have ideas of what we're.
I mean, really about. Think about it. We're, it's a Monday afternoon, and we're sitting down doing a radio show. Do you really think we plan that far ahead?
Exactly. Yeah, if we had our shit together, we'd be at work. But I mean, hey, then right? Then where does that leave you guys? You know what I mean? Like,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Sacrificing our careers for you. So, I like doing it because it's just I like the shit that we talk about. It's like
it's therapeutic,
right? I mean, when else do you get to be that offensive with your friends and like you know nobody cares? And I know there's other people out there that are listening that are A, just as offensive, or B, have that need to just like kind of want to get that out there so that it doesn't come out
always.
At the wrong time.
I'm always this offensive. I've known as the offensive friend.
And if you're listening out there and you have a group of friends and you're not sure which one the offensive one is, that's you.
It's probably you.
Nothing wrong with being the offensive friend. Sometimes you're the life of the party. I mean... It only takes one or two offensive jokes sometimes to get things back and rolling, you know, back rolling again after it kind of dies down. And
yeah, I mean.
You know, because once the first, like, awkward thing gets thrown out there and it's kind of like, hey, you know, go ahead and top that. And, like, unless you're going to be that awkward, then like, you don't really have anything to worry about. So, you know, when you have that offensive friend, I guess just let him go with it and see the more awkward he makes it, you know, for everybody else, like, the more you can push the limit. So you kind of want that awkward friend there to like kind of break the ice for you.
It's like you want that offensive friend, but then you want to see what levels you can get them to next. So then you give them drinks.
Right.
And I like getting the drinks because then you just get to that next level of offensive and you start throwing out like racial slurs and stuff about your family and stuff about your family's family. It's just crazy. And that's the great thing about being that guy, you know, free drinks and therapy.
Right and those there. Are just the family barbecues.
That was just last week's baby shower. So you're going to keep it? I know you're in the third trimester and all, but.
Now, if you don't remember, Cookie and I are related, and so when we talk about these family parties, we're both there to like bear witness to a lot of this crazy retardedness that does go on once the drinks get flowing. And if you were to meet our family members, you'd understand exactly why we are this sarcastic and why we're this offensive. Everybody in the family is basically like that.
It's the struggle to survive.
And I don't know if you've ever been in a room with a bunch of comedians or a bunch of people that are just really quick with wit or, you know, sarcasm or...
Have you ever been to a gay club?
You know, it's kind of like that where... Everything you kind of say, there is a 90% chance you're about to be roasted for it. Maybe not, but more than likely somebody's thinking of something smart-ass to say before you can finish your sentence. Well, it's good, though. It kind of keeps you on your toes and, you
That's
know,
for sure. That's for sure.
Keeps us in practice. You know, keeps us in practice for the shows and the stuff like the two-minute warnings or our Reddit roasts.
I was just telling Jester earlier, my partner and I were getting into like random fights and we were just going at it. And in regards to just laying it on thick, if you will. It was just super offensive to the point of where it wasn't hurtful. It was just funny. And then by the end of the texting messages, they just had to laugh like, oh, you got me. You got me good. I mean.
And you know what? I think that's awesome. Like, I think I've settled fights or got out of arguments or, you know, kind of put them to bed with just being kind of over the top.
Yes.
You know, about it. And, you know, like, she got mad at me one time and she was getting really upset and loud. And then she said something and I kind of like took, you know, I took opposition to it. And so then I started getting a little loud and then I stopped and she was still yelling and she was like, well, and I looked at her and was like, I'm calmer than you are. I don't know why, but that scene from The Big Lebowski just came to mind. And I looked at her and I'm just calmer than you are. There was one time that it took her a while before she started, like about a half hour before she did come and talk to me again. But she was just going, she was on one. I just kind of looked at her and I looked back at the TV and then I looked back at her and I go, you do realize you're still talking, right?
I mean, on a serious note, I mean, if you can get out of a fight with whoever you're with in regards to just being sarcastic, that means it's special. That's a special relationship right there.
You know, it's fun. Like, why not be able to laugh? Why not be able to be sarcastic? I mean, I get it. There's a time and place for everything, but I mean,
but if you can't laugh at church in the middle of a funeral, when can you laugh?
I don't know. I thought it was a valid point. I mean, I thought he was making a joke. I mean, I guess it wasn't as bad as the whole drinking in church during the funeral, but I mean, but you know, like, you know, Grandpa was old and people forgave him. They, yeah. They look past it. Like,
oh, it was his dime.
You know, I think it just, the family parties are where we kind of like sharpen our,
yes,
our
yes,
skills and get more material than we'd possibly ever get out in 10 seasons. And I think Thanksgiving alone probably would fill up a whole season.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, this is just kind of some of the stuff that we talk about. Even
our stereotypical Christmases with tamales and
right,
shit.
And rice and beans and ham and salad. It couldn't be fucking more Mexican.
I know.
You're standing on the other side of the wall catching the drugs.
I know, seriously. At a one-year-old's birthday party, just getting shit-faced because you can.
That was a fun birthday, though.
Yeah, it was.
That was hilarious. I was laughing really hard. I thought your mom was going to fucking slap you. And it didn't help that, like, other people started getting drunk like that, too. I was like, wow.
Good times.
It's like I kind of, at that point, I kind of didn't even want to get drunk. I just kind of wanted to stay a little sober and just kind of watch everything happen.
Just enjoy it as it's coming.
Right. It was a good time.
That's for sure.
Well, speaking of a good time, dude, looks like we're coming up on ours.
Oh, wow.
We got the show coming up tomorrow and we're going to move the topics around. We're going to start off with you know, talking about a little something that happened last week in the music community, you know,
right,
the loss of Chester Bennington. And we're going to play a guessing game, let you get to know us a little bit more. You know, we're a little bit more than halfway through the season. And, you know, by now I'm pretty sure you're kind of getting a feel for our personalities. And like I said in episode one, either you get to know us and you like us or, you know, not. But hang in there with us. I'm sure if you just go ahead and keep going with it, it's just going to get more enjoyable, you know, for you, of course. And definitely for us, because we love doing this. I mean, you know, not speaking for your cookie, but this is something I look forward to week in and week out. So, again, stay tuned because tomorrow we're going to have that show coming up. It'll probably be up tomorrow night, worst case scenario, morning after. But definitely look for it, and we'll be keeping the episodes coming. And we got 24 episodes this season, and then we're going to have a best of. So if you're out there and you're checking out the show and you're taking a real liking to it, go ahead and send us some of the segments that you found the funniest, or some of the jokes that you found the funniest, and we'll listen. We'll take a look at them and see if we don't end up adding those to the best of season one, going into our break for season two.
Nice.
All right, guys, we will catch you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.